Welcome to the Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a Maxwell Leadership Facilitator and Coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Executive Vice President with Maxwell Leadership. Welcome and thank you for joining. When I say that, I really do thank you. We just recently crossed over 3 million downloads with our podcast, and we hear stories and people sharing some of their impact with some of our team and some coaching calls that you've been on. Mm-hmm. So we thank you for not only listening to this yourself and growing yourself, but then passing it along and sharing it with your team.
We get a lot of, I saw you did too, reach out from LinkedIn and people saying, hey, I listened to you guys. And so appreciate that.
Yeah. And I love even, we'll go back to, we mentioned this a couple episodes ago. We have some leaders that send it out to their team. We try to keep these under 20 minutes. Or if you're like me and you listen to everything on 1.5, it could be about 12 and a half minutes.
But Perry sounds really funny.
But Perry sounds, I actually fast forward through Perry's. Yeah. I just listened to my notes.
Okay, got it. Finally.
And then when they come together and they start their team meetings, they just say, hey, what's your number one takeaway? And they begin to share. It's 5 minutes. It's a great little tool for you to use. But thank you for listening. Hey, I want to let you know, one of the changes we've been able to make that's been extremely positive is virtual trainings, virtual workshops. And through all of the changes that many organizations have been through, it's been a positive one for us. And we used to do a lot of them in person. Now you help us with this.
I do. I'm doing one this week.
Yeah, that's right. You're doing one this week on the five levels of leadership. But if you're interested, I want to encourage you to visit maxwellleadership.com. And there you can find some of our public workshop offerings. I know we have one May 19th, where we're going to do the four content, F-O-R, where we really encourage you to figure out what are you known for, and not only with your team, but also with your community and your organization. And then June 9th, we'll be doing the five levels of leadership. So anyways, check out the website. You'll be able to kind of learn more about that and sign up. We'd love to have you participate in that. Well, today's topic is titled The Role Leaders Play in the Story of Their Team. You're smiling so big. For those of you that aren't watching right now, Barry's so excited about this title, it's not even funny.
Well, there's a story unfolding and on you and your team. And I was on a coaching call recently, and the person I'm coaching is replacing is being promoted to a senior role. And he told me he was quite nervous because the person he was replacing is a real hero. He is the hero of the story. He's rescuing and hero. He solves the sales problems, the operations problems. He's just everything to everyone. And he goes, I'm afraid. How am I going to replace this guy? And I said, your role is in this story between yourself and the team. I said, who's the hero?
Yeah.
And he said, well, me. I said, no.
Yeah.
No, the team's the hero. And I said, between your company and your customer, I teach this to salespeople too, the salesperson and the customer, who's the hero of that story? And salespeople will say, well, I am. I'm the hero that saved the day. I go, no, the customer's the hero. And so that's really what I want to talk about today was, you know, what role are you playing? That's and great. Are you stepping into this hero role too much? And what role should you be playing? Because I've got some ideas on that too.
Yeah, I love that where we're going with this analogy of this story. You know, heroes save the day. They make sure there's always a happy ending. They're solving problems. They're pulling people out of trouble at times. What it reminds me is back in the day, we used to talk a lot about helicopter parenting, right? Like it's almost like they're being a helicopter, a boss when they are the hero. It's really about them. And in a business context, you know, they act like they have all the answers. I said act. That's right. Intentionally said that word. They don't let the team solve their problems, which is a great miss on growth of team members. I know it's been, for me in the past, some of the greatest growth that I've had is letting me struggle and solve my own problems. And so they ultimately want to be, to your point, they want to be the hero. They want it to be about them, and I think that's the biggest problem with this.
How much do you think, you know, we talked about it here in the past, but John talks about shifts a leader must make, and that shift from being a soloist to being the conductor.
Yeah.
You think about if you were a conductor of an orchestra, but you want to be the hero, do you run around and play all the solos yourself? Do you put yourself in all those positions? Got me thinking, we also talk here about Liz Wiseman and multipliers. Are you diminishing the behaviors of people because you're trying to do too much?
Yeah.
So there's lots of things that we do there. And like I said, this guy's nervous that he's replacing someone who is that he can't replace because I'm not anybody's hero.
Yeah. So let's talk about this, right? You and I both very familiar with Donald Miller and his book. Donald's been a great friend of ours and of John's. Matter of fact, we're going to go through and talk about building your story brand. That's kind of Donald's sweet spot. He actually came in and helped us with our story behind Maxwell Leadership and what does that look like. And so we're going to kind of take it, we're going to take his model and kind of talk through this illustration and talk about how do we apply this as we begin to talk about being the hero or what the story is for your team.
Yeah, I love this. When I first saw it and I started working with salespeople about developing a sales story, but it applies almost everywhere. And like I said, Donald Miller's done a great job with this. He does tell you that if you buy into this and it really resonates with you, that it'll ruin you for every movie you ever watch going forward, because every story follows this and you'll be able to pick this out in the movies that you watch. But that for me, I use an example, maybe you'll play along with me on this. I said, and Donald Miller does this when he teaches it about using the movie Star Wars. Most people would know Star Wars. I'll label the role and you tell me who you think the role is. So if I say in Star Wars, who is the hero of Star Wars?
Now, let me just pause for a minute, okay? I need my wife and my son to listen to this because they're huge Star Wars fans, and I'm not, and they're going to be extremely surprised, and I'm just going to have to let everybody know that Perry has helped me with these answers.
No, you know the answer.
But I do, yeah. This has been around for a long time. So hero is Luke Skywalker.
Okay, right? Luke Skywalker is the hero of the story.
That's right.
And what you'll find And Don Miller teaches this. So we should also just kind of relate this as a leader. Between you and your team, who's the hero is the team. And so what every hero has in the movies that we watch and every story is that a hero has three problems, Don Miller will tell us. They have an internal problem, an external problem, and a philosophical problem. And so this is a bigger challenge to say, but what do you think Luke Skywalker's external problem was?
Darth Vader.
Yes,
I almost tried to do it. I was kind of in between right there. Yeah,
Luke,
Darth Vader.
Luke.
Yeah,
okay. And what do you think was his internal problem?
He doesn't believe that he's a Jedi.
Yeah, why are you bothering me? I'm not even a Jedi. I don't know why this pertains to me. And what about his philosophical problem?
It's really bigger than either one of those answers. It's really between good and evil, right?
Exactly.
The philosophical difference between good and evil.
So when you're thinking about as a leader, you're everybody on your team's facing an internal problem, external problem, and a philosophical problem.
Okay, so let's get out of the movies. Let's get away from Star Wars. Let's come back to, but I love where we're going, right? Because we're setting the context. Hopefully this is easy for you to remember in this process. Let's go back to this retiring sales executive story that we're talking about here. And where the salesperson, all right, would be the hero of the story.
Right.
The external problem is the client or the prospect's challenge, the business challenge that they have. Mm-hmm. The internal problem would be their own belief in being able to sell or to solve that problem, that challenge. And then the philosophical problem is how the sales organization goes to market with the solutions to battle the client's challenges.
Right.
So what role does the sales executive play in the story?
Well, let's get out of the sales executive and go back to the movies. The way the story works is that every hero has a guide. So let's continue our game. Is that go back to Star Wars, if you already declared that Luke Skywalker is the hero, who is the guide?
I am grateful for these notes. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Exactly. And in every story, a guide.
Mm-hmm.
So the hero has three problems. The guide has to have a plan to address those three problems. So you mentioned that Luke has a problem, that he's got an internal problem that I think he got to address that. He doesn't have the belief. I'm not a Jedi. So what was the guide's plan for addressing that?
He introduces Luke to Yoda, who will overcome the challenge of belief in being a Jedi.
Right. So in the retiring sales executive story, he's positioned himself as the hero when he should have been playing the guide all along. And the question you have to ask yourself as a leader, and then I'll ask you, is what can you do to play your role as guide to your heroes of your team? What should you be doing if you really say, I'm the guide for the team to do that? For they're the hero.
What I love about this is we're really really talking about level four influence, right? When we come back to everything that you and I build off of these content pieces for a podcast is around the five levels of leadership. And we're getting you into the mindset of thinking, you know, to be that guy, to be the one that is developing your team and your people. And so that's a level four mindset. And so I think you really have to have a plan. You've got to know what is the challenge that your heroes are facing, and then you have to equip them, develop them, and get them to a place to where they can overcome the challenges that they're facing. And a lot of times I'll even say, hey, my number one job is to remove obstacles for you. Now that may be to equip you, to develop you, or to empower you, but also to remove some of those obstacles so that you can overcome those challenges.
I love that. And I'm thinking, that, you know, as Obi-Wan in the movie provided the guidance, gave him a plan that was either going to lead to the destruction of the Death Star or to destruction of the resistance, set him up with training, got him equipped, got Luke, you know, belief system right, put him in a position to win. And then Obi-Wan, if you'll recall, kind of gave himself up. I hope I didn't ruin the movie for anybody, but he gave himself up and removed himself from, you know, he'll show up again and again in the kind of spiritually, but he won't be there physically anymore. And I thought, isn't that interesting as a leader, thinking, what are the things I could do? Maybe we could, as we work toward wrapping up, to think toward some actions you could take as a leader. What would empower you, really, to empower your team that you don't have to be there? We talk many times here about, do you like seeing it work without you or because of you? And so if I want to see it work without me, I need to have my people in a place that I have I see the struggles they have. I know the legitimate needs that they're working with. How can I be provide as a guide a plan to help them get past it? Is it equipping? Is it development? Is it working with them? Is it modeling? Is it demonstrating? Is it helping hold their hand through some tough times? What is it that they need so that I can get them to where they can be the star, the hero of that story, not me? And I think a lot of leaders, we struggle with sometimes with moving past having been an individual contributor. We're now a leader. It's so much easier just to be the soloist than it is to be the conductor of all these soloists. How can I position myself to be that guide that the team needs? And I want to play that role in my story.
Well, and this is a great mindset for us to have as leaders, as you begin thinking about the role that you do want to play. And it's contagious. So the role that you play for your team is the role that they're going to play for their team. And and you need to begin thinking about, how do I live this out? How do I become that guide and not the hero? And there is a hero complex, I guess, maybe if I can say that out there for leaders, right? Right. And we know it. You know it. You do a lot of coaching with some high-level leaders, and there's a little bit of that mindset in there, and so we got to be very conscious
of that. Coach, I want to be the answer.
I want to have the answers. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh man, so glad you came to me to help solve all your problems.
I feel good about you. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. As we wrap up, we've all been on teams with that one person, that one what we'll call hero, to where they always want to be right, they always want to save the day, and et cetera. But if we act like this and if we lead our team like this, this will inhibit us from really achieving the results, our KPIs that we are charged to be able to do. And it's going to prevent us from developing people, which, by the way, ultimately should be our number one goal. If we do that right, the KPIs will follow. And And I just wanted to just encourage you to think about, as you grow your level of influence with people, and we understand, just to kind of refresh, right? Level one is we're leading by position. Level two, we're leading through permission. People, they want to follow you. Level three is you're producing, you're getting results. But level four, people are following you because of what you've done for them, personally and professionally, and you're developing them. And that's where we all need to get as a leader. And when you are doing that, you are not the hero. You are the guide. And as you've thought back over your career and leaders that you've had, and if you looked at those that have been heroes and those that have been guides, there's a drastic difference in the influence that they have with you and on your journey. And I just want to encourage you, we don't have to always be the answer. We don't always have to solve all the problems. We need to always be thinking about how we develop in our people.
Would you be concerned about if you're a leader and people on your team keep bringing you the problem, keep bringing you the question, keep coming to your office and asking you to speak into these things? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's funny. Just had a conversation with a couple of team members earlier today, and here's how the meeting they started. They said, "Now we want to talk about what the problem is, and we have a couple of solutions for you." Mm-hmm. Which is much different as a mindset and the way they're thinking than saying, "I have a couple of problems. I have no solutions.
I don't know what you want to do about it."
Yeah, I don't want to be in that place.
Yeah.
When you're doing that, you're not allowing them to, you're not getting their perspective. You're not allowing them to think for themselves. You're shutting them down. And there's going to be absolutely no growth when it comes to that. And so, yeah, that drives me crazy.
Yeah, no, I developed a little phrase that when that would happen, I'd say, "Well, I have a point of view on that, but tell me what you think."
Yeah.
And then I really want to hear how they're thinking. And then I can coach their thinking and be a guide, not rush in with the answer to be the hero.
And you can learn how they do think,
yeah,
right? So when you talk about coaching their thinking, that's something that John has talked about for a long time, which is as leaders, they begin to develop and you think about, you know, promotions and moving them. You want to know how they think, right? And so if it's not the right way, I love how you talk about it. You can coach their thinking. And yeah. So if you don't ask those questions and you don't encourage them to bring those solutions, you'll never know.
Right. Well, that's a great skill to have because it puts people in a place of empowerment where they can then begin to solve their own problems and you can do the things that only you can do. Well, thank you, Chris. And thank you all for joining us. As Chris mentioned at the top, if you want to learn more about our offerings and some of these virtual offerings, as well as some face-to-face things we're doing, you can find all that at maxwellleadership.com/podcast. We love hearing from you. If you have a question or a comment, please leave it there as well. We're so grateful you would spend this time with us. That's all today from the Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.